Blog Talk Radio.
It is so time to awaken America. It is so time, America, to be empowered with the truth and save the USA. How you doing? This is Carol Ann Parisi. Remember, you can't change what you don't confront. What are we going to do? How do we restore this American exceptionalism? Well, today is Columbus Day, and happy Columbus Day. Yeah. Columbus was of Italian descent, and very proud to have been part of that culture. And he discovered America. Can't change history. Sorry, boys and girls. I know the left wants to desperately. Well, let's do this. Before we get into anything, let's go right to the throne of God here on this 11th of October. And here in the Chicagoland area, it's pouring rain. It's terrible out. Terrible, terrible. But what are you going to do? So let's get into the Jesus calling for today. And let's see what it says. Let's see what we got here. Do-do-do. Okay, we're good. I'm just making sure today is the 11th. Yes, I know it is. My days have gotten all discombobulated ever since I called the other day the 9th, and it was really the 8th. All right, this is Jesus calling. I am. Yes, yes, he is. I am the culmination of all your hopes and desires. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, who is and was and is to come. Before you knew me, you expressed your longing for me in hurtful ways. You were ever so vulnerable to the evil around you in the world. But now my presence safely shields you, enfolding you in my loving arms. I have lifted you out of darkness into my marvelous light. Though I have brought many pleasures into your life, not one of them is essential. Receive my blessings with open hands. Enjoy my good gifts, but do not cling to them. Turn your attention to the giver of all good things and rest in the knowledge that you are complete in me. The one thing absolutely you need is the one thing you could never lose, my presence with you. And that is from the book, Jesus Calling, by Sarah Young. Let's go to the front. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We hope to glorify you in all we do, Abba Daddy. We thank you for our life. We thank you for the liberty and freedom you give us, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing, God. We worship you. We hope to glorify you in all we do. We ask for your wisdom and discernment in all things, Abba Daddy. We ask that you expose the truth in all things, Father God. We ask, and you tell us in your word, Lord, if we ask believing with faith, you will give them to us. Father, thank you for this great country. Let people awaken to the truth, to know what's really going on, Father, to really get to the essence and the heart of the matter, God. God, good people just want to live their lives. And God, without you, it's not even worth it. So we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We ask in all things for your wisdom and discernment. We ask for your protection for our country. God, please help all of these folks that are in Afghanistan still and all this stuff that's going on with supply chains. Let us not not have enough food. Please, God, find this baby, the Amber Alert that was from Indiana. And, God, anybody that's sick, anybody that's ailing, anybody that's brokenhearted, please send your Holy Spirit to comfort her to them. God, please endow President Biden with your wisdom. Convict him on his ways, Father. Or, God, just expose what's going on for real, okay? Take this blighted garbage out of our country, all of this BS systemic racism. Let us just love each other that like you first loved us, God. God, take away all this corona BS virus. Expose the truth on it, God. Oh, Lord. Just thank you for all of your wisdom and discernment. Lead, guide, touch us in all we do. Let us do it for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. We are covered by his blood, and we believe it in the power of the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, you know, just so much going on. I mean, we talked yesterday about that other virus that's coming, and there's something here from WND, and I really suggest everyone go to WND.com. It's just got great stuff, and they're talking about investing in a company called American Conservatives Value ETF. It's an exchange-traded fund. It started in October 2020, and it mirrors the S&P 500. And it actually is for, I guess, patriots. So, I mean, I'm not a big investor. I'm not an investor at all. But I thought that was pretty interesting, you know. It doesn't include all the leftist stocks like the Starbucks and Bank of America and Disney, Nike, all that garbage, you know. Although I do like Starbucks coffee. It's a minute. You know, 27% of the companies in the S&P are left, and they're left off of the ACV exchange. So, I mean, very interesting. The founders, humorously referred to big tech as FANG, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Delta and Coca-Cola removed after they condemned Georgia's new election law. Consumers may not realize their money is being invested in companies that oppose to their values, but ACV has figured it out. For example, many people do not know when it comes to media companies. Disney owns ABC, AT&T owns CNN, and Comcast owns NBC. Carter explains how ACV is different from Ave Maria, a Catholic provider of mutual funds. Besides the fact consumers can purchase mutual funds directly without going through a brokerage, financial advisor, or app like Robinhood, their selection is slightly different since Ave Maria's focus on faith-based Christian values. Ave Maria might be more likely to cut a fund related to gaming or healthcare. ACV founders are very qualified in the investment area. Carter has been in the exchange-traded fund industry for 25 years. Since the beginning, he's developed ETFs, raised money, and was with an ETF company for 23 years. Flag, he's been in the financial service and investment management for 30 years. So, you know, there you go. Get involved in something different. And it is called, again, it is called American Conservatives Values ETF. Alternatives, options, you know, choice. Choice. Woke is a joke. So I guess this is also from WND. COVID stats have been manipulated. All those vile reports about the man who's crashed motorcycle and died of COVID, senior citizen who tested negative and died of COVID, and more. See, this is what they're doing. All bunch of garbage. Let's see, other concerns, the possibility that the deaths and injuries from experimental COVID vaccines may be underreported. We've talked about that on this show. The VERS, the reporting system, it's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and they're really not reporting all of them. Let's see, 12,791, God, fatalities from the vax, from the plunge. Well, here's something. Stand for Health Freedom, Holistic Medicine and Legal Nonprofit. Good. Stand for Health Freedom, SHF. We like that. And, yeah, you know what? Choice, your body, your choice. And let's see, I have another one from WND. And everything is breaking down. Yes, it is. Supply crisis grows 2 months after Biden vowed to fix it. This is also from WND by Art Moore. So there's a shortage of just about everything is looming ahead of the holiday season. I guess there's 150 container ships off the coast of California. It's all over. It's all over. You can see it. Rail yards are clogged up. I told you all a couple of weeks ago I saw double-dipped bin containers on the train. Never saw that before. Here, Biden assured Americans on August 11th these bottlenecks and price spikes will reduce as our economy continues to heal, appointing Port Envoy, who would work with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Biden said at that time his administration was bringing together the port operators, shipping lines and labor unions, trucking companies, railroads, and others to speed up the port's operation. But the Washington Post, which endorsed Slow-Mo Sleepy Joe, Lunchbox, Lunch Pail Joe, whatever you want to call him, in 2020 reported an in-depth feature, a commercial pipeline that each year brings $1 trillion worth of toys, clothing, electronics, and furniture from Asia to the United States is clogged, and no one knows how to unclog it. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said Monday the supply chain disruption is a crisis. This will impact every American, especially those who can least afford it. It's past time for President Biden and Pete Buttigieg to explain what they're doing about this. Cotton and Biden, Buttigieg, as Transportation Secretary, even though he was completely unqualified, and now the former South Bend, Indiana mayor is absent during a transportation crisis, and it's hurting working-class Americans. Kind of like the Kamala at the border. With Kamala at the border, missing any action. That's like how they roll, I guess, you know. Buttigieg said, it's an incredibly complicated situation, but the government is holding virtual roundtables with port operators, labor unions, and private companies. Nevertheless, he told MSNBC last Thursday that the challenges will continue not only into the next year or two, but into the long term. So the Wall Street Journal reported Walmart, Costco, and Target are chartering their own cargo ships and importing goods, paying about $100,000 per day or four times more than last year. Oh, yeah. Ship's going to go up. Expensive. The transporting of goods from Asia to North America is currently taking about 80 days, which is twice as long as before. The China virus. Many didn't come back to their jobs, Georgia Port Authority Director Griff Lynch said on Sunday night interview with Trey Gowdy on Fox News. Sunday night in America. It was a good show, by the way. The people are not coming back to work. Why work? You get money for free from the government. You know, government gives you free money. It happens that way, you know. And that problem began a year and a half ago because of the China virus. So let's see. The supply chain shutdown is only so big, and we're feeling it today. So there you go. Everything's breaking down. I mean, this is what the article says. Median cost of shipping a standard container from China to U.S. West Coast hit a record $20,586. That's twice what it cost in July, which is also twice what it cost in January when Trump was still in office. See, we're getting higher prices, shortage of everything, cars, shoes, exercise gear. Wait till the holiday season comes. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Global supply chains are not built for this. Everything is breaking down. And that was from WND. Go sign up for them. Fabulous. Absolutely. And that was written by Art Moore. And I have to share where it comes from, but
Yeah, I mean, I was in the store today. I was at Walmart today. And it's just, it's bad. I mean, it's bad. You don't see full shelves, and everybody's starting to talk about it. And I guess that's the good news, where you've got customers in the aisles talking about what's going on. Maybe folks are actually awakening, and hopefully we awaken, because woke is just a joke. And we cannot live by fear. And I feel like playing that song for a few minutes here. So let's do a little Joni, and then I got something really big. Now, I'll sign off with no fear. Let's let me read this to y'all. This is shocking. Shocking. Okay, the deck's stacked against us, friends. See, you want to know how deep the swamp is? Well, here, this is a great awakening for y'all, okay? Yes, the governor of Michigan used to work for George Soros. George Soros, okay? Yes, California Governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Yes, Adam Schiff's sister is married to one of George Soros' sons. Yes, John Kerry's daughter is married to Mullah's son in Iran. Yes, Hillary's daughter Chelsea is married to George Soros' nephew. Yes, ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former international security advisor. And yes, CBS President David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. Starting to see a pattern here. Yeah, a little swampy nepotism. Yes, ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to Jay Carney, former Obama White House press secretary. And yes, news and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Kate Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. And yes, President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth. It's ABC's President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth Sherwood, former special advisor. And yes, and let's just keep going here. CNN VP Virginia Mosley is married to Tom Nittis, former Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary. Okay, now if this isn't what you call a stacked deck, see, if you get kind of a hunch that the things were rigged, well, maybe this will help you solve the puzzle a little bit. So now you wonder, don't wonder why everything's not investigated. They all have their hands in the cookie jar. You might remember James Comey, who investigated the Clinton email scandal in the Clinton Foundation and made the final decision to not recommend prosecution by the DOJ. Well, it turns out that the very Clinton Foundation was audited by the law firm DLA Piper. One of the executives there was in charge of the Clinton Foundation audit. See, who was it? It was Peter Comey. It was James Comey's brother. Peter Comey held an executive position with the Washington law firm that did the audit of the Clinton Foundation in 2015. Peter Comey was officially DLA Piper Senior Director of Real Estate Operations for the Americas. In 2015, when the Clinton Foundation scandals first broke and Hillary was preparing for her presidential campaign, not only was DLA Piper the firm where Comey's brother worked involved in the audit of the Clinton Foundation, but according to the foundation's donor records, DLA Piper had given between $50,000 and $100,000 to the absence from the firm. Who's Douglas M. Hoffman? He's the husband of Kamala Harris. Coincidence? See how cozy that gets? The DLA Piper executive Douglas Imhoff is taking extensive leave of absence now. See, it's amazing as it is, you just can't make this stuff up. A swamp haven, okay? But you see, it's going to really make your head spin now because the swamp is super duper deep. It's even worse. Ready? Here we go. Buckle up. Buckle up, Dominion. Okay? The voting machine provider that serves 40% of the U.S. market, and it's in 30 states. The state of Texas rejected the machine. See, Admiral Peter Neffinger is on Biden's transition team. Nessinger was the president of the board of Smartmatic. Smartmatic is another voting machine supplier. He entered into an agreement with Dominion in 2009. Smartmatic counted votes in Venezuela. Smartmatic is connected to the Philippine voter fraud. Smartmatic is run by Lord Mark Malef Brown, who works for George Soros. He and Brown are lifelong friends. Brown chairs the boards of a number of nonprofit boards, including Soros' very own Open Society Foundation. Brown chairs the Center for Global Development. And as we said before, Open Society is, of course, owned by none other than Lucifer himself, George Soros. Smartmatic partnered with DLA Piper Global. Douglas Emhoff works at DLA Piper Global. Douglas Emhoff is Kamala's husband. Heals up, you know. Anyway, guess who owns Dominion? Loom Capital Partners, LP. And guess who's on the board for the company? Richard C. Bloom. Now, Richard C. Bloom just happens to be Dianne Feinstein's husband. Now, Nancy Pelosi, who we discussed yesterday, his husband is also a major investor. An aide to Nancy Pelosi, Nadeem Ashimi, was hired by Dominion Voting System, and it goes on. See, Dominion Voting System is listed on the Clinton Foundation website. Yeah. Dominion is listed as a $25,000 to $50,000 donor to Clinton Foundation in 2014 by the Washington Post. Georgia Governor Kemp used Dominion voting after Texas and Florida rejected them. Dominion has a lobbyist by the name of Jared Thomas. Now, Jared Thomas was Governor Brian Kemp's chief of staff and press secretary from 2012 to 2015. See, you must remember Feinstein-Kavanaugh-Soros connections to understand this next information. Deborah Katz, Christine Ford, you know, the one who blamed, you know, Kavanaugh. Deborah Katz, Christine Ford's lawyer, worked for George Soros at the Open Society Foundation. Deborah Katz also worked at Project on Government Oversight, POGO. And surprise, surprise, POGO is funded by George Soros, Open Society Foundation. Also, here we go. This keeps going. POGO is the co-signer of the letter Dianne Feinstein presented against Kavanaugh's nomination. Kamala Harris did not prosecute One West Bank for their fraud when she had the authority because Soros owned One West Bank. Now you know why a woman who was placed seventh in her state when running for president is now vice president. Nothing to see here. The deck is stacked, folks. People need to awaken. Woke is a joke. Okay? These people are killing our liberty. They're killing our freedom. Okay? It is so time. It is so time for us to awaken, and it's time for us to make America America again. Okay? And it's disgusting and despicable for people to be evicting white students out of a multicultural center. Multicultural by its very essence means it's multicultural. It's everything. Okay? Disgusting, despicable, deplorable, terrible, terrible, terrible. Let's go, Brandon. Okay, anyway, I guess, like God's word says, we have nothing to fear. We cannot fear. We have to just walk by faith, not by sight. We have to be awakened and empowered. So we just need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray. Get good news. Get real news. Awaken America. We are here for such a time as this, okay? We have to show up, stand up, speak up. We can't shut up, put up, or never give up. We got to fight like hell. And God bless Mike Lindell. He's inducted into the Christian Hall of Fame. Booyah, the MyPillow guy. He's a good man. He's got a good story. If anybody knows him, I'd love to meet him. He is a good dude. And I got to tell you, this mattress topper and these pillows rock my world. All right, man. Thank you for joining me today. is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth. Because it's really time to save America. We need to do this, man. We are at a total tipping point. And with that, be well, be blessed, be free. Be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, peace of mind. But No Fear is going to give us peace of mind. This is No Fear by Joni Lamb and the Daystar Singers Band. Let's do it. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. We're here for such a time as this. Catch you next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Time to awaken America. Awaken the truth. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Catch you back here next time. And be well, be blessed, be free. You better be that change you wish to see. It's the only way to be. Ciao, ciao for now. This is Carol Ann P. See you next time on Awaken to Empowerment. Bye.